بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, tonight we commence with the 21st juz, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of salah and the benefit of salah in a person's life. That أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقيم الصلاة. Allah instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that recite that which has been revealed to you of the Kitab of the Quran. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ and establish salah. And then Allah mentions the benefit. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That verily salah prohibits or forbids or prevents a person from immodesty and from evil deeds. So this is the benefit that should come to a person if he reads salah correctly, he reads salah properly, then it will become a means of assisting him in avoiding sin and transgression. The hadith of Musnad Ahmad, the Sahaba came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they mentioned to him that there is a youngster from the Ansar who comes for salah behind you, he reads salah behind you in Masjid al-Nabawi, but during the daytime or during the night time, he is a thief, he steals, he robs people. So why don't you prohibit him from coming? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to them that allow him to continue coming for salah, and soon his salah will stop him and prevent him from his theft. And it happened that just after a short while, this person, through the barakat of coming for salah, being in the masjid, being with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, eventually he made tawbah, he repented, and he gave up his evil habit of stealing, of theft. So this is the benefit when a person reads salah correctly. He makes proper iqamatu salah, he establishes salah, that means he reads salah in the correct time, in the correct place, with concentration. His postures are correct, his recitation is correct, and he is thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during his salah, then such a salah will have this effect on a person. For us to introspect and see, I am reading salah 5 times a day, I'm in the masjid, I'm reading my sunnats, my nafil, but still my evil habits are not coming out, I'm still breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then possibly there is a deficiency in my salah. Nevertheless, this is the benefit when salah is established correctly. Thereafter, we commenced with Suratul Rum. Suratul Rum, which is named after Rome, the Roman Empire. In the opening verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a battle that had taken place between the Romans and the Persians. The Romans were Ahle Kitab, they were Christians, and the Persians were fire worshippers. So they were mushrikeen, they were regarded as mushrikeen. Nevertheless, this particular battle took place approximately 5 years before the Hijrah. And the Romans were defeated by the Persians. The Persians were victorious. And when this happened, the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah, they took this as a good omen. And they began to mock and taunt the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, saying to them that the mushrikeen defeated the Ahli Kitab. The Persians defeated the Romans. Just as the mushrikeen of Persia defeated the Ahli Kitab of Rome, soon we also, the mushrikeen of Makkah, we will defeat you, O Muslims. So they took this as a good omen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses that غُلِبَتِ الرُّومِ فِي أَدْنَ الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ فِي بِدْعِ سِنِينَ. Allah speaks about the defeat that Rome had suffered. And then he says that after this defeat of theirs, in a few years' time, they will be victorious. So when this was revealed, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he went into the marketplace and he began to shout at the mushrikeen, saying to them that don't you be happy and don't you rejoice at the victory of the Persians, because very soon Rome will defeat them. When he said this, Ubay bin Khalaf, who was an enemy of Islam, enemy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he began laughing and he said, "Oh Abu Bakr, where did you get this from? What a victory the Persians had over the Romans, and you claiming that soon the Romans will defeat them. Let's take a bet on this." So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu agreed. At that time, gambling, betting was not impermissible, was not forbidden. So he agreed, or he made the bet with him, that if they do not win in 3 years' time, then I will give you 10 camels. And if they do win, then you give me 10 camels. And he came back to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He informed him that this is what transpired. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to him that go back and increase the duration of the bet. From 3 years, increase it to 7 or 9 years. Based on this word, fi bid'i sinin, Allah says that the Romans will be victorious في بضع سنين. This word بضع in a number of years, and here بضع means anything between 3 and 9. So Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, to be on the safe side, told him increase the bet to a period of 9 years. And if Ubay bin Khalaf doesn't want to accept this, then you increase the stakes also and tell him 100 camels. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went back to him. He tells him that let us increase the duration to 9 years, but I will add on another 90 camels, so make it 100 camels. Ubay bin Khalaf accepted, and very arrogantly, he says that no matter what bet we take, I am confident that the Romans will never be victorious. Nevertheless, it happened that in just 7 years' time, which was 2 years after the Hijrah, on the day of the Battle of Badr, at the same time that the Battle of Badr was taking place, the news came to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that the Romans had indeed defeated the Persians, and this prophecy of Quran came to pass. And Allah speaks about وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that on the day when this victory will take place, when the Romans will defeat the Persians, then the Sahaba will also be happy and rejoice. So Mufassirin mentioned, the Sahaba on one hand are rejoicing that the Romans defeated the Persians, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wins his bet against Ubay bin Khalaf. Together with that, the Sahaba are rejoicing because they were victorious in the Battle of Badr, and they defeated the Mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah. Nevertheless, the incident continues. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes to him. He receives these 100 camels. By that time, the laws prohibiting gambling, prohibiting betting had already come down. So he presents it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that this is impermissible, this is unlawful wealth, and he then commands him to give it away in charity. So this was the conclusion of this particular incident. After Surah Ar-Rum, we then discuss Surah Luqman, and finally Surah Sajda. We'll terminate on this point. Surah Sajda, we won't go into the explanation of it, but the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith that speaks about the practice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is that he would not go to bed without reciting two surahs, Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Al-Sajda. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not retire to bed until and unless he did not read these two surahs. Now in the month of Ramadan, we have the opportunity. We are already in the habit of reciting Quran. Quran is on our tongues. It's easier for us to recite. So let us try and bring this practice alive. At least those who know these surahs, sometimes very easily, on the way home, driving home, while we locking up, closing the windows, we can complete these night surahs. In this way, we don't have to take out separate time. Sometimes when we set aside time, then it becomes difficult. But this much at least, that we try and complete these two surahs. Great, great rewards, virtues have been mentioned, specifically for Surah Al-Mulk as well. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.